Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and that's where you've arrived, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, we're going to cover a variety of topics today with our special guest, Steve Quayle. But one of the things I just want to make sure that everyone's aware of is that communications is really the top of the list. I remember when I interviewed John Moore, ex-Green Beret, decorated Vietnam War hero, and I asked him, I said, John, what was your scariest moment in combat? We were outnumbered, surrounded. He goes, well, I had all those things. But he said, my scariest moment is when we lost communications. And Steve and I are involved in an endeavor with a satellite phone company, with the Inmarsat phone. And I got to tell you, folks, this is a lifesaver. And soon we believe that this is going to be the only form of communication left. So this is our sole sponsor for this particular show, and we really wanted to bring some of the details to your attention, because we believe if the Russians don't do it, our government's going to do it when we start to rise up, and that's take away your ability to communicate, and they can do it all except for satellites. Steve, welcome to the show. I'm sure you'd like to weigh in on this.
Well, sure, Dave, and I think we're seeing it right now, because with the tension escalating between the United States and Russia, specifically over the Ukraine, I want everybody to understand something, that Russia has already demonstrated by taking out one of their own satellites that they can take out all of our 36 surveillance satellites. And surveillance is different than comms, communication. So why this is critical is because my different sources in the background, I'm sure you could confirm this with your own, are talking about fiber optic cables being cut between the Atlantic and the Pacific. And we're talking about the ones that are primarily designed for the military. But they'll also take down the communications. In other words, if you have some friend in London, Zurich, wherever, they won't be able to call you, and you won't be able to call them unless you have a satellite phone. Now, listen, satellite phones are critical. And all over the world, people have found out that if they don't have them, they're basically, especially during emergencies, they go nuts. I can tell you this, the most, and John Moore echoed it, the most devastating thing is not being able to communicate. So, satellite phone store, we've warned people, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing shortages of everything. And you remember when we were talking about shortages in food, we were called fear mongers. We were called talking about prison camps, we're called fear mongers. Everything they use to call us fear monger, I'll make a statement, Dave, was an offset to the truth.
Yeah.
Because again, now the Inmarsat satellite phones, Tina has 500, the satellite phone store has 500 available by the 15th of December. And it's first come, first served. I have people that have said, well, I wish I would have done it sooner. And I said, listen, we don't make this stuff up. You and I are subject to the information that's there. And by the way, the deal is wonderful. $99.95 a month, including $150 each month, and a rollover of your minutes, you don't use them. And ladies and gentlemen, right now, you can get 500 of them. And then, if you want a different one, and I don't want to confuse anybody, but I take the first 500 because, again, those are Inmarsat. And then they have out, Iridium also. So we have a total of 1,000 available. And this is, it may seem like, well, gee, that's a lot. No, we're already, Dave, seeing on your news feed, and we'll talk about it later, the Galileo alert system that is separate from the satellite phone store. But the satellite phone store, you can go on my website, Dave's website, or you can call them at 855-980-5830. Somebody says, why are you pushing it so hard? This is just an infomercial. You bet it is. Info commercial. If you do not have access to information, you're in the dark. When you're in the dark, you can only speculate and or assume the worst and or assume nothing. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is critical, because also there are ham radio operators that have bought satellite phones that are also hooked up with all the local hams, and not only local hams, mean their immediate area, but they're hooked up worldwide. So this gives you redundancy. So again, the satellite phone, Dave's got his, I've got mine, and again, the number to call is 855-980-5830. Now, I want to make this clear. If you say, well, I can't afford $100 a month, that's the wrong thing for you to be worried about, the satellite phone. You need to be putting every spare dollar into food. I want to make that clear, Dave, because we've already seen the grocery shelves. We've seen grocery shelves being faked. In other words, entire photo murals down a whole aisle of food, and people lift it up, and there's nothing behind on the shelves. So, ladies and gentlemen, planned starvation is a part of elite, and cutting you off from communications. It's the same thing when you watch a lion, any of the great cats of Africa hunt. They always look for the ones that are separated from the herd. We're going into the darkest times in men's history. We have seen right now, ladies and gentlemen, the decimation, and Dave, we'll take it right into this right now, the decimation of the U.S. military. One of the Oklahoma generals in charge of the National Guard was told he doesn't vaccinate, and he sent a letter, then they're no longer National Guard. They're cut off from not only the military, but National Guard pay and access to weapons and access to everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, and Dave, I'm going to turn with you. Address this. What are the things that, there's a lot of noise on your end.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm hearing it too, but it's not coming through my end. I'm here quiet as a church mouse.
Yeah, and it's not coming through my end, so somebody's listening in. They do in real time.
Well, Steve, let me tell you what happened. I had my television equipment was fried last night. Fortunately, I have a backup, but it was the only thing that was destroyed on a whole system. And then this morning, I'm interviewing a guy from Washington, D.C., and we get cut off, and I can't get him back. So let's put it this way. I'm working on a case in Prescott, Arizona, involving attempted homicide, as we're investigating people that destroyed the Arizona election audit, and we're finding criminal behavior. And this person was almost murdered. Her boyfriend was shot in the head in the attempted homicide, and the authorities are dragging their feet. That's what's triggering all this. So I just thought I'd get that out in open, let these guys know that I'm on to them. So anyway, yeah, you're absolutely right about the phones here. I just want to say this. I got a few stats here that I think are important to people know. Tina Blanco, who's the owner of the sat phone company, is shipping out 1,600 phones by the 15th, but 1,100 have already been sold. So Steve said there's only 500 left. Now, let me give you the price on this, folks. It's less than $100 a month, $99.50. You get 150 minutes per month. You don't use it to chit-chat. And I'm going to step aside here, Steve, and just say this for a second. We know right now that there's about 1,000 Americans stuck behind American lines in Afghanistan. And the only reason we know this is because they have sat phones. And some of these people have been rescued because they had sat phones. And I want to be that dramatic. Now, you don't have to be stuck behind enemy lines, hiding behind from the Taliban. What if your car breaks down in a remote area and your cell phone's not working? That's one thing I look at. What if they decide to shut a city down that's in semi-rebellion and they shut off all the communications and your family's scattered throughout the city? How will you rally? Well, if you have sat phones, you can. If you have cell phones, you can't. So, Steve, let me run through a couple things here that I think people need to know that's available.
Sure.
You get 100 minutes per month on this for the $99.95. And remember, there are emergency minutes, there are insurance. And look at the times we're living in, folks. That's all I got to say. I have mine. My family has theirs. All right. Faraday bag. You can also get one of these on a disaster kit. That'll protect your phone against an EMP. And don't tell me an EMP is not possible, because we know the Chinese have looked at it. We know the Russians took down an F-35 with a localized EMP weapon the other day as it took off from a carrier. EMP weapons are very much in play. And they also have a Nomad's 5 solar panel. And this is all available at their website, and we'll give that out later. They have a waterproof protective case. They've got the whole meal deal here to keep you in touch with people that are important to you. And I can't stress to you this is enough. And Steve, I think I'll introduce the Galileo here for a second. We send out, Steve, I, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman et al. Are sending out alerts every day. I've sent out two this morning, alerts about news. What if they take down our shows? which I think is coming? What if they take out all of our outlets, which I think is coming? Well, they can't take this out. And the only way that people will be able to stay in touch are through these news alerts that we're sending out. So, Steve, that's my spiel here for this. And this ties right into where we're at. There is a red wave coming across this country, and the Democrats in deep state are not going to allow it come to fruition. They're going to do what they need to do. And taking out First Amendment communications with each other, they're going to do everything they can do to stop us from communicating and organizing.
Well, look at the new head of Twitter. He hates white people.
Yes, yep.
He does. Now, look, this isn't a racial, you know, I'm a human racist, okay? I want everybody to understand that. That means it doesn't matter the color of a man's skin. It matters to me the blackness of his heart. I'm on record as saying, in my opinion, this is one of the clearest shots fired of the information war under Twitter's new plan. And for the record, I'm not on it. I've never been on, well, forgive me, I have been on Facebook, but only to monitor all the pirates. But here's the thing, Dave. He said he hates white people. He absolutely hates the First Amendment. And in his mind, all white people are racist. Now, fast forward to Cramer on MSNBC, the guy that screams and really missed Bear Stearns' meltdown. He's openly saying the military needs to go enforce vaccinate. And now the cry is going out, don't take the shot, get shot. Now, that's critical, ladies and gentlemen. That's neuro-linguistic programming. You're going to see it more and more. It's not we who have not taken the vaccine. And I want to say this. For the record, Dave, somebody put on the internet that I took the vaccine. I did not. I would not. I could not. So even that, the fact that we're talking about this, people are trying to discredit us all the time. And I want to just make it clear, I did not take the vaccine. So now we have the situation with the National Guard being pretty much, if they want to stay, my guess is the blue state National Guards will stay with the governors. The red states will be, and as by the way, Secretary of Defense Austin already said, well, they can become the militia. Gee, it seems like they've fought all their lives to do away with the provision in the Bill of Rights about militias. So what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, is a takedown that all the different Russian defectors have warned us about. And Dave, you've written about it. So here is what we're seeing. We saw the complete destruction of the justice system in the United States, starting at the Attorney General, going to the FBI, going to the CIA, going to the NSA. We watched the stealing of an election, but more than the stealing of an election, we watched, and I believe this was God's hand, we watched the traitors that are, including, in my opinion, the Vice President Pence is already deep in the pocket of the globalists. We watched Trump saying things, but he never followed up with those things. Somebody can say, well, he was never able to. Yes, he was, especially invoking the Insurrection Act in Portland, etc. The thing is, look at what's happened. The most recent example is somebody was in the White House with an axe, and because he's of the left persuasion, he gets released immediately, and they give him his axe back. I guess you can say he gets another axe to grind.
Yeah.
And Dave, this is the tragedy, because today's show, we're dealing with where's the outrage? If there's a Republican senator, congressman, or congresswoman, by the way, it'd probably be the congresswomen, and some of them are speaking out, we have 450 to 500 of our fellow Americans that have been imprisoned unjustly, without hearings, and in the D.C. jail, run. And this is being told to me by BLM and Antifa activists who are in control of the prison, and they are absolutely doing everything they can to kill by attrition, to starve by attrition, to make war on these people. Ladies and gentlemen, especially you lawyers out there, you need, I'll get you the money, you need to raise the most legal stench that has ever gone up from this country. We need to get our brethren out there. I'm asking Christians, Dave, worldwide to pray the same prayer that the people of God prayed when Peter, the Apostle Peter, was in prison. This is an outrage. So this is the title of our show today, Where's the Outrage? Go ahead, Dave.
Well, it is Where is the Outrage. It's like, Well, the one thing, and I've said this before publicly.
Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, Dave?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Here we go again.
Are you there?
I'm here, Steve. Can you hear me now?
I can, but you were...
That was my third response.
Okay. I said, deal with where's the outrage.
No, I got that. I heard you. I was responding, and you couldn't hear me, and I don't know what was going on here. But anyway, listen, this is par for the course. My communication systems are under extreme attack, and I mean that sincerely. And this is ever since... we ought to do a show just on what's going on in Prescott on this deal, but not today. But I got to tell you, since I have opened up this can of worms and I've exposed criminality and conflicts of interest controlled by Chinese people, controlled by BLM, controlled by Antifa, all these politicians here, George Soros, that destroyed the audit in Arizona, I tell you, I've really been under attack. And like I said, there's been an attempted first-degree murder, and we think it's clearly linked. Clearly linked. Anyway, so anyway, off of that and back on to hope our communications stay good. I couldn't agree with you more with what you're saying, Steve. We are looking at indifference of epic proportions, but I've said this before. You know, German relatives, my ancestors, I grew up hearing this as a little kid. We thought Hitler was a fad that would pass. And we almost waited too long to get out. And this is how I think a lot of Americans view this situation. Biden is a flipping joke. He should be the character for Mad Magazine now. And Kamala Harris, heels in the air Harris, I think she's reached her ceiling of incompetence. And so people laugh at these people and they don't take them seriously, but they're failing to see the damage. Across the board, our economy is destroyed, our civil liberties are being taken, and they're tightening the noose on all of us. And I don't think, Steve, it's so much that people don't want to do something. I don't think they see the threat yet to be serious enough to rise up.
I don't. Here's the thing. They're already vilifying Christians. In Finland, there's a pastor, preacher, or Episcopal priest who's on trial for quoting from the Bible because it's considered hate literature. Dave, when I started on broadcasting on shortwave radio 26 years ago, I said, mark my words, the day will come in America. And it's coming here. The day will come in America where possession of a Bible will be considered a capital offense. You will be executed for it. So we're now seeing it, and we're seeing the whole thing of the hatred for the Christians. What everybody forgets is Kamala Harris, and you did a number of articles on it that, you know, we keep names, and, 125 million people are going to have to be dealt with. So, ladies and gentlemen, who are the 125 million? Oh, and by the way, since she made that statement, there's been another 100 million added to it, so that the Deagle report has now taken the population, 2025, of the United States of America down to 80 million. Ladies and gentlemen, the smallpox is coming. We got to cover a lot of ground. No outrage. The Ebola smallpox combination, what I call a binary viral bioweapon, is coming. The thing is that they don't float this stuff without trying to say, well, we told you so. I won't tell you how, but I found out the very specific components of the bioweaponized COVID variation that I got. Almost killed me. I don't know. I can't say for sure that Russ and his wife weren't given the same thing, but it specifically attacks the lungs and destroys the blood vessels by clotting them all. And, I'm 60 days in. So what I'm saying to everybody is now you're seeing the smallpox floated, you're seeing Ebola pox floated, and oh, by the way, everything the mainstream press says concerning smallpox, concerning Ebola, is a bloody, and I mean a death-producing lie. They have 12,000 gallons, Dave, of smallpox that was, how should I say this, mysteriously disappeared after the breakup of the former Soviet Union through their top biolab that Kenton Alibek, A-L-I-B-E-K, oversaw 12,000 gallons. Forget the screwball. Oh, 15 vials found here. Supposed to be all destroyed. That's all bull manure. You know. So what I want people to understand is there is no greater, higher form of killing, no faster form of killing than biological weapons. Nuclear weapons have a blast radius. They have fallout patterns, the winds of loft, initial radiation. Oh, by the way, Dave and I are both of the opinion that when the Chinese attack America, it will most likely be with neutron weapons that George Bush Sr. gave him. I interviewed Sam Cohen half a dozen times when he was alive, the inventor of the neutron bomb, who said he was present when the neutron bomb was handed over by Bush Sr., and he's passed away a number of years ago. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, a neutron bomb won't blow up like you see the old atom bomb tests where they show a house and it's being devastated. A neutron bomb just kills all living matter, doesn't touch the infrastructure. So I want people to understand the danger we're in. Vladimir Putin demonstrated the Zircon missiles, 6,000 plus miles an hour. Do you know, Dave, for the last 5 years, I'm told by Defense Department insiders, some have retired in disgust, some have left the country for the sake of their own lives, but that their attitude in the Defense Department was, well, they're at least 5 or 7 years ago. We'll worry about it. Listen, this is the exact statement. We'll worry about it when the time comes. The time is here. They have no counter for it. India and Russia offered to sell the United States the first generation hypersonic missile because they're already on the third. And that India and Russia have a joint development agreement. So why is all this stuff relevant on where's the outrage? Because, ladies and gentlemen, Putin has made it clear, Ukraine is the most festering pustule of Biden shenanigans in the entire world. And these people will risk not only the lives of hundreds of thousands, but millions in a generated war with Russia, starting out with Ukraine, obviously NATO, etc., to cover their tracks. So, Dave, when you know, Putin gets angry, rightly so, that, you know, we're flying nuclear bombers 12 miles offshore. By the way, the Russian intelligence is good enough to know. They know who the pilots are. They know what bombs are on board. They know the capabilities. They know the communications. They have the ability to destroy communications. And for the record, what you said about the F-35, they completely shut down the flight systems of that plane so the poor pilot couldn't do anything. Thank God he had manual ejection capabilities. But you know what that means? It means if they do it to that one off the British carrier, what can they do to all the others? We saw the Donald S. Cook, one of the state-of-the-art $1.9 billion missile cruisers, shut down the water 3 times. And what was cool, they got some good pilots in Russia. Look, I'm not pro-Russia, but why is it that Biden et al., the crew from hell, the demon rats, are making war on Christianity, and he's still defending, Vladimir Putin's defending the Eastern Orthodox Church? And so when he says to the Pope, or about the Pope, he's no man of God, it's the greatest statement of truth in the world. So what's happening now? Catholics are confused. By the way, I'm not Catholic, nor am I a Catholic apologist, nor am I a Protestant antagonist. For so many years, the Catholics stood for life. The Christians, evangelical, ran mostly from that issue. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that is so problematic is the fact that due to hypersonic missiles, every city on the East Coast, from launch to destruction, 5 minutes. You can calculate it if you want. And the Russians have stated openly that they have the weapons that they demonstrated to the West to say, you guys don't want to do this. So I'm not pro-war with Russia. I see the globalists are because they want the Antichrist, the man of peace, to come on the scene after a global nuclear conflagration, which in my opinion will be over within 2 weeks. But the war will have been won on the first launch command by Russia. And this is important, Dave. It's important because the people in the know and your sources, and you and I know the advanced technology and everything, they are absolutely convinced that, how should I say this, that the Secretary of Defense and the traitor, in my opinion, Milley, ladies and gentlemen, that man committed high treason and giving aid and comfort to an enemy of the United States. He's telling the Chinese generals what Trump was planning on doing, and hardly a whimper, hardly a statement. How about the Russia hoax, ladies and gentlemen? 3 years of ongoing, systematic character assassination, and basically the entire slander of the president, and then the vilification of all supporters, by the way, who are scheduled to die when they take over, and I mean totally take over, armed conflict. And Dave, you and I talked about, let me turn it right back over to you. You and I talked about they will replace local law enforcement and U.S. military with United Nations assets.
Well, that's what the defunding is all about.
Yep. So go ahead and take it.
You're right. That their defunding is... And, you know, no one ever talks about the phrase build back better. They don't analyze it. All they do is mention it. But to build something back better, you have to have something that's worse. Well, the system was working pretty well under the first 3 years of Trump. We were moving on an upward ascent. Now we're tearing everything down. It's intentional. And what people don't know, if they don't know their history, is that when you have a Marxist communist takeover, the first thing they do is destroy everything. And they start with the family. It's not just the economy. It's not just the military. It's the family, the basic unit of society. And this is happening, and people don't recognize it for what it is. Look at critical race theory, social-emotional learning, the sexual perversion tactics they're teaching kids as early as first grade in many multiple school districts across the country. They are attacking parental authority. In fact, there was just a lady in Colorado, Sharona Bishop, who did 9 overturns of school board elections behind the critical race theory nonsense, and the FBI broke her door down recently, wouldn't even tell them why she was in there. Then they left her something at the end that was supposed to have served as a search warrant, and she read it to me, and I said, that's not a search warrant. They're not looking for anything. Taking electronics is not search of evidence. And this is the kind of nonsense they're doing. And then we got Merrick Garland, the attorney general, whose son-in-law and daughter are involved in Panorama Education. They own it. They make tens of millions of dollars each year by selling this to school boards. And I have learned, in fact, I'm looking into this now, and I know Lisa Haven's looking into this. There are school boards right now receiving golden parachutes. They're receiving under-the-table payments, funding for pet projects and districts if they take on some of these Marxist programs. Steve, we're being attacked at every single level, and that's what a Marxist communist revolution is about.
Right, and I want to remind everybody that, ladies and gentlemen, the entire bio-weaponized attack on the United States under Chinese spokesmen and women said they won the war with their bioweapons, Shenping, P-I-N-G.
Yep.
The lying devils in the Pentagram are talking about, well, future conflict. Dave, there's so many people on the CCP, Chinese Communist Party's payroll. You know this. I was, and this is not bragging. This is a time reference. I was the first guy to put these terms on into the, I guess you'd say, the ether sphere, that we are undergoing a communist takeover and takedown. And I said it 3 years ago, did I not?
Yes. Yes, you did. You absolutely echoed that belief. But, you know, a lot of what's going on with the bio attack, Steve, I wrote about in 2014. Listen to me, America. I published this even though it's scrubbed from the web. I have the hard copies. I can produce them again. The vaccine for the hemorrhagic smallpox is already developed. It was done by Crusell Laboratories. In fact, I just published this on Steve's site a week or two ago, that Anthony Fauci and the NIH in 2011 came out and they equated hemorrhagic with Ebola. They said it's one and the same. And Steve, here are your casualty projections when the hemorrhagic smallpox arrives in serious quantities in the United States. What's going to happen, they estimate here, and this is data from the NIH, 44% contraction rate, 90% lethality rate. And by the way, The CDC owns the patents. I published those before, too. They own the patents on Ebola, which means it had to have been weaponized because it's illegal to patent a natural substance. So that means it had to be altered when they patented it. And they own all the variants. They own the rights, the royalties to all treatment on Ebola. This is why they're going after alternatives like ivermectin and these other things, because they don't control those. They only want the elements where they can profit from. This is strictly a money grab, Stephen. They're trying to profit on our demise.
Well, absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, you have been commoditized. Every single person who has had any type of COVID test, anybody who's ever had a 23andMe test, your genetic ancestry, ancestry.com, guess who bought those, Dave? You know the answer. Yep, the Chinese holding companies. You know, that have American names, you know? So why are all of the American genetic, results in Chinese hands? And again, 20 years ago, maybe 22 years ago, and this is a matter of record, I've put up with the BS of being called a fearmonger long enough. And I'm sorry, if I slip with certain words, I will apologize for the certain words that seem to be more offensive than the fact that we're facing a real war, that our brothers and sisters are being murdered systematically, that now they're going after the children, and I'm on record. And Lara Logan just came out, I believe yesterday, the day before, God bless her, and said, Fauci is Dr. Mengele. The minute Israel started inoculating, injecting all their population, I said, I find it interesting that they would go along with Mengele's madness, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the angel of death. And now, the dishonesty with the Center for Disease Creation, CDC, and the National Institute of Hell, those are what my names are for them, are not reporting the true amount of vaccine deaths. And by the way, let's get over that word. It is not a vaccine. Even Pfizer said that. But isn't it interesting, before they'd release it, they want a total, what is it called, Dave? No legal ramifications.
Oh, yeah, total immunity.
Yeah, total immunity. And so, ladies and gentlemen, now they're going after 2 months old. And so I'm on record as saying Fauci is Dr. Mengele and has already exceeded, in my opinion, based on what I know the numbers to be out of China. And Dave, it's amazing. You just take what's going on in the rest of the world, and China's got a population, or did at least at that point, about 1.35 billion people, and the math doesn't add up. And so what I'm saying is this. Why is the biggest mass murderer in the making the highest paid, quote unquote, federal government employee? I'll tell you why. Lucifer rewards his lovelies, those who do his bidding. And the American people are set to be taken down. Oh, by the way, the 80 to 100 million people that will be left will be blue staters. They'll be liberals. They'll be leftists. And this is what I wish. And Dave, by the grace of God, I'm praying that everybody will understand that Kamala Harris and others have already said, your coverage over the years of Larry Graithwall, the Weather Underground, take the population then, the population now, you can see why 125 million people have to die. And they're absolutely saying that's going to happen.
No, I totally agree with you, Steve. With respect to Lara Logan, I said over a year ago, I called Fauci Mengele when I started to learn about his experiments. And I had learned about those before they surfaced on Fox, his debarking the dogs and all this. I mean, he is evil personified, but he's a megalomaniac too, which is typical of people that will commit genocide. He came out the other day and said, I am science. That's megalomania, folks. That's what you saw in Dr. Mengele. Steve, one of the things that, that people, I think, really need to realize is We Fang speech, and you know I've referenced it many times because it's so prophetic. John Moore and I got sent the speech, and I think some other people were recipients as well. And in the speech, he talks about their loyalty and gratitude to America for saving them from the Japanese, but then they got really dark. And they said, despite all those wonderful things, We can't sustain our population with what we've got. We've got to occupy North America, particularly the United States, and we're not interested in co-occupancy. But we're not going to kill the 14 million Chinese that are there. We'll just kill everybody else. And he said specifically, listen to this, and you've already said enough to implicate this as well. He said, we are going to use race-specific, there you go, me and 23, right? Race-specific bioweapons that we developed conjointly with the Israelis. That's a quote from his speech. And you just mentioned all the elements in what you just said.
Well, sure. And Dave, again, Project Coast. Nobody knew about Project Coast. Nobody in the Western world until I brought it out. Wouter Basson developing race-specific weapons 22, 24 years ago. Project Coast, look it up, COAST, when, you know, declared government was pretty much overthrown by the globalists, you know, all of that intelligentsia of the South African Defense Forces was seized and turned over. He could never be charged, but I'm telling people this, it is personal. So they got, I asked my friend, I said, how'd they get my DNA? And he said, oh, a number of ways. And I said, you know, and what was the point? Well, the point was the list you had. And see, I believe God, you know, gave you warning, gave me warning, we gave others warning, and yet I don't think people still understand. They take out alternative news, and they will succeed at some point. And that's why we, Dave and I, are so absolutely adamant about the satellite phones. Now, Galileo, what Dave is talking, do not call the satellite phone store and ask about Galileo. Two separate things. You can go call Galileo. But Galileo or influencers, for instance, Manuel Petiat, Strange Sounds, is in Switzerland. He can post 8 hours ahead. In my opinion, when it comes to natural disasters, there's nobody in the world that does it better than Manuel. He is in the circle of basically what are called influencers. And the influencers are responsible. Dave's responsible for his alerts, Doug Hagman, myself, Mike Adams, Alex Jones. And that is a subscription service that people subscribe, you know, $9.95 a month. If you wanted to subscribe to like RSI feeds of the Dow Jones or all that stuff, that's through them. But the point is, it's all about communications. Here's something interesting. How many times, and we've never talked about this, how many times have phone records been seized? Obviously, Epstein case, obviously, Ghislaine Maxwell. There is no record of who is called by name or address. And as we send out the text, there's no data, okay, that they can track to a specific phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely makes sense, yes.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're trying to get people to understand. A satellite phone store, okay, they've got 500 phones left. They had 1,600, 1,100 sold. We told you that was going to happen. I remember saying it over and over. And what's, again, important is that people understand that once those are gone, look at the timing. We get into the first quarter, who knows what's going to happen? So this satellite phone store can basically get your phones if you get in line, 500. And I mean, people, you know, they listen to different shows like Dave's or Mike Adams or Alex Jones or whoever is in this, Doug Hagman. And, you know, sometimes they'll sell 100 phones and the service, you know, in a couple days. Well, by the end of a week after, and we've started this week, obviously today is Wednesday, but I can't tell you, except you really have to take our word for it. And sure, we're pushing it. Look, I make no apologies for that. We've heard story after story, even during the Texas winter lockdown. We're seeing in Europe right now, by the way, by the Cumbre Vieja ash emissions, nobody ever talks about that. Everybody talks about, well, the island's not going to crack up and go in the ocean. There'll be no tsunami because they only look at the surface. They have no idea of how big the caldera is underneath the you know, thing. So people are going to need this. They're going to cut the fiber optics. Our Navy's chasing the Russian Navy, and we're already seeing interruptions. And when you start seeing Russian communication subs, whole different class, deep diving ones, they have the ability to sever all fiber optic communications between the United States, Europe, you know, Asia, wherever they want to do it. So this is critical, Dave, that people understand the satellite phone store, and they can call 855-980-5830, or you can go to satellitephonestore.com. But the easiest thing is tell them you heard on the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges, and you know, that they are only 500, because they can't even start shipping it to you than the 15th. But I will tell you one thing. I won't tell you numbers, and I'm involved in it with the satellite phone store. A lot of the phones that are in the Middle East that are rescuing my brothers and sisters and yours, fellow Americans, let's just say this. When people need them, they get them. And I've said this before. I've known Tina Blanco for 20 years, maybe even a little longer than that. And one of the most outstanding women. And you should hear her war stories as a refugee from, you know, the Middle East. And she says, Steve, I've already seen the war. I've seen the bodies in the street, you know. And I mean, she's talking when she's a little girl. But the point is, going to school. And when she tells you the reality check, here's a woman that owns a company, you know, and basically has seen the worst, knows the worst, and she said, some days, if there's another, and this is what people got to understand, Dave, if there's another crisis, and who knows, Cumbre blowing or something, New Madrid, whatever goes on, Cascadia, and oh, by the way, the Long Valley Caldera in California is showing activity. And so what I think people got to understand is there is a psychological, almost peace-inducing ability. And Dave, I can talk to you satellite to satellite. If they shut the power down, they shut the phone lines down, they shut everything down, we're still in communication.
Yeah, that's true. And but the thing is, like I said, with the Galileo service that I really like, is we'll still be able to communicate news. We'll be able to communicate amongst each other and to people who regularly listen to our shows or read our articles. And I can't stress how... All I got to say is I can't stress how important it is to stay in touch right now, because you need news, you need communication, you need to be able to communicate with your family. And Steve, there's going to be a time too. And one of the things I've done with, like, storable food, for example, I'm selling the bug out variety, and the company has been kind enough to extend their sales offers to the bug out food. Because I think as Christians, we're going to have to run for the hill. So you're going to need the satellite phone. You're going to need food. You're going to need water filtration. People need to be thinking in these terms, because Christians are going to be hunted. And if you don't believe me, just look at Revelations.
Right. And we're already seeing, ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister of Australia said, this is Australia's the face of the new world order.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, right now, they're forcefully going down, hunting down the indigenous people of Australia. And what's important for everybody to understand, they're physically, through brute force, injecting children. I think in one mass roundup of kids, they, you know, I could be off a few thousand, but it's between 20 and 25,000 kids. So I'm telling you, parents, I'm telling you, the day of being a, what I call, keyboard, and for the record, I want to set something straight. We, all of us who are influencers and that you listen to in alt news, do you think we sit around all day? As somebody said, you probably sit around in your underwear and just, you know, wait to come on. And I said, no, you know, we're out there, ladies and gentlemen, in ways that you can't know, because if they, we told you, it just is inviting a death sentence. So, and I mean, we already got those, and only God keeps us all alive. But the point I'm trying to make is this. It's beyond rage now. It's outrageous. We're watching the decimation of everything. And Dave, I can only say this. Anybody who's watching MSM, or MSATM, mainstream acceptance of murder, that's what they are, is being programmed over and over. They've shown you that when 20 different news stations have the same script, all scripted. I want to make this clear because you're bringing up an article or writing one right now on Hillary Clinton. I asked the most powerful people I know, why has there been no follow-up or arrest on Watergate? The biggest lie by the biggest liars, undermined by the biggest traitors. You know what they came and said back? Because of Hillary Clinton's statement, if I go down, you all go down.
That's right, yep.
If you want to know who the queen of the hive is, it's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation. In fact, you're going to be getting something from me in 2 days. Some people came out, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I am going to take credit here because I'm going to follow up based on the credit I'm taking, so I have some credibility. But Steve, I said, and you know this, before the 2020 election, I said, if Hillary wins and this clown, I mean, not Hillary, but if Biden wins and this clown show takes over, Hillary will finish their term. And I said, after the election, Hillary will finish their term. And I have written about how they're going to depose Kamala Harris. And I have new information on this I'm coming out with in 2 days. Actually, from the time that people listen to this broadcast, it'll be less than 1 day. And what I have learned is that Hillary has been lined up. They haven't decided who will be her VP. She's going to enter as a VP, and I won't go into all the detail now. You'll have to wait and read the article. But, Steve, I've been saying this for well over a year, and there are recent people coming out speculating about this, but they don't have any details. I have details, and I'm telling you how it's going to happen, and I'm doing that. I'm going to do it exclusively on your site and my site. And Hillary Clinton, I'm going to back up here. To the Obama administration, he got to the end of his term, and he had Executive Order 13603, where he could seize everything, enslave everybody. He had other things he put into play, the NDAA, where they can snatch you off the street without due process. And I said, he didn't do these things. Not really. And I thought, oh, my goodness. It's the queen bee. This is all like Obama's the eighth inning setup guy, to use a baseball phrase, and Hillary was to be the closer. But Donald Trump happened. Now they're reintroducing Hillary. And all you have to know is what she's going to do is to look at what Obama put into legislative action, either through executive orders or in combination with Congress. Steve, it's coming. It's coming. It's going to be ugly. And it's going to be concentration camps. It's going to be mass death. It's going to be guillotines. It's going to be bioweapons. It's going to be everything that we're talking about.
And ladies and gentlemen, again, it's interesting. Hillary Clinton and Tom Horn, again, God bless him, he warned everybody in his book Saboteurs, she's the Hilarion, Hillary Hilarion, and the prophetic woman that rides the beast. And you know, people say, ah, oh, that can't be, because that doesn't fit my chart. Well, I'm telling you what, use your chart as kindling. Get on your knees, do your research. And what Dave just detailed is what I've been told independent. And by the way, Dave, we talked, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
And how do I say this? When I ask people in the occult world who the most powerful witch on earth is, understand, this isn't a political statement, that people acknowledge her position in the occult world, you keep coming up with Hillary Clinton. And that's why she said, somebody suggested she pray on election night because she was distraught when Trump, you know, announced he won. And she turned to that person, someone was present, and said, you know, I can't do that. The most horrific things in the world of, how do I say this? So horrific, I can't tell you what goes on because I won't speak it. And it's beyond unbelievable. Even human sacrifices in all of the different underground areas in Washington, D.C., I'll let your imagination go, people that are being ordered, Dave, by fallen angels. And by the way, angels can take on the form of human beings. And you know, they can wear business suits, but the promise is power. And the promise is, you work with us, and we'll give you this, that, and the other thing. But when has Satan ever kept his promise? Never. So when the people end up in hell and they scream, but you told us this wouldn't be our outcome. And he'll say, hey, I'm a liar. I'm the deceiver. And he'll mock them through all eternity. and their own presence in hell, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and their worm dieth not, and I could go into the worm dieth not, you know, but the point is that they will never get out of there. But yet they're willing to send us, you know, to our early death. And I'm saying this, if your wife isn't worth fighting for, you're not worth being called a husband. If your children aren't worth fighting for, you're not worth being called a father. You either suck it up, stand up, prepare to do whatever, and basically the Bible says that the overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, that's telling people about Jesus and taking our spiritual authority as declared in the word of God, and loving not our life unto death. In other words, our death is secondary to presenting the gospel and stopping evil.
I would totally agree with that, but a lot of people don't have the courage to stand up. A lot of people don't have, when presented with the evidence, they retreat into cognitive dissonance, and they don't have the evidence, the courage to even face the evidence, you know, much less take action against the oppressors.
Well, let me ask you this. After 9/11, we saw people flock to places of worship. What happens when something so beyond the realm of man is so devastating? Excuse me. Sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, no, you're still fighting that stuff off.
Yeah, but when something on that level, I'm talking about God's level, where he talks about he's going to shake the heavens and the earth, where he talks about a great earthquake, when he introduces into the equation of apathy, indifference, denial, and I would call it who cared him, you know, who cares, you know, well, I just die, I go to be Jesus. Well, not if you're one of the nameless cowards that sends Dave emails, you know, defender of the faith. I'm just using this as an example. And yet, they won't even use the real names. But here's the thing. I'm more concerned that those who have ears, and I know there's a military who's been kicked out, abused. I know those guys are getting ready. Of course they are, because they're on the list too. And I'm telling every military guy in the that's listening to this, I don't care what armed service, I don't care every retired, you know, intelligence agent who still loves or loved America, don't take your hell phones with you. And that's, again, what the point of the satellite phone is.
Yeah, there you go.
And again, you said it. If it weren't for satellite phones, we'd still have people in Afghanistan slaughtered. But thank God for that form of communication.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've even heard that there's some, shall we say, friends in the military that have redirected satellites on their own volition that are advising these people, and they're doing it through satellite phones based on satellite technology. In other words, here's how you escape. And the teams that go in and rescue them, as we know about, that aren't getting any publicity, which is good, they're using helpful technology from friendlies in the military right now. But the main source of communication is sat phone.
Correct. And ladies and gentlemen, the military can't cut those off because they don't know who those are that have them.
You can't trace them. Can't trace them, Steve.
Again, when you change a satellite area of focus, that's and move it, that's called tasking. When you retask the satellite, thank God for those men and women. And I understand that it takes a love for the country, a love for, and I'm telling you point blank, if I was a Navy SEAL, and I'm not, never been in the military, or a Ranger, or a Mac Vsaw guy my age would be from Vietnam, or a John Moore, Green Beret, I would sure think double about what those devils are going to do to them. That's the whole purpose of the veterans on the street, and nothing, sorry, pisses me off more than the men and women who have fought, who have lost limbs, who have basically laid it all on the line to be on the streets begging. Meanwhile, all these illegal immigrants, and they are illegal, and they're basically getting, you know, what, 40,000? Some of them are getting big bucks, but at the expense of our vets. And I'm telling you point blank, I was banned for the 10 years from being listened to through the people that used to want to listen to me on shortwaves, or even when computers came on, you know, if anybody
Steve, we're going to have to hold that story here. I'm sorry, but
okay.
We're just about out of time. But one time, we got a chance to give out that number one more time for the sat phone. And it's 855-980-5830. Folks, the time is short. Your time to prep is growing nigh. Hyperinflation's on our trail, and when it hits, you're not buying anything. Ladies and gentlemen, please take these warnings seriously. Steve, awesome information. Thank you very much for joining us.